out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever, under whatever circumstances, whatever you're wearing, or if you're naked as fuck, however you're listening to us, we don't give two tap dancing fuck alls about it.
Hello.
We appreciate you giving us your brain time
and your money.
We're gonna, well, yeah, that'd be great. We're gonna be here for the next couple of hours. A lot of Roy Moore material, a lot of Republicans. I feel icky that scant 20 miles
scant
in that direction.
That way?
No, that direction.
No, dude. Alabama's that way.
The water's there.
That's the bay.
Alabama's that way.
Well, yeah, kind
of. And that way.
Right.
We're both right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're it kind of teabags us right here.
Right, absolutely.
Which is appropriate if we were 14 years old.
But if you drive straight that way, you wouldn't hit Alabama. I mean, it would maybe.
Well, yeah, that's where the Floribama is, down by that Perdido Key thing. Anyway, hey, everybody. Ryan and I will continue this conversation.
Dumb argument.
Later. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Oh, you mentioned the Floribama. You know, there's going to be a Jersey Shore style reality show called the Floribama. Oh, like that.
Spectacular.
Oh, God. It's going to be is, look at these stupid fucking racist dickheads get drunk. That's it.
Yeah, and complain.
What else would there be?
And
to
complain
that
about
show?
Being called racist.
Yeah, well, you call me racist. Well, you know, you say a lot of racist shit.
You know they're going to stick a couple of brown people, beleaguered brown people in there.
Oh, my God. Good shit, man. Oh, by the way, one more thing. Big ups to Clover Valley. I had a snack before the show. I had peanut butter. Thank you.
What's Clover Valley?
I'll tell you. Oh. I had peanut butter spread upon bread, and then I looked over at my cereal box, then I looked at all the cans in my fucking cabinet, and one other item. It's all Clover Valley. It's all Clover Valley.
That's the
the fucking creamer.
Those are the ghetto. Those are the ghetto groceries from Dollar General.
I'm eating Clover Valley. Is that good for me? It can't
probably
be good.
Not.
Holy shit! Right.
Did
Clover
we say our
Valley,
names?
Motherfucker.
Did we say our names?
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
I'm Patrick Vile. Thanks for joining us. On this wonderful Friday, faithless Friday here, everybody. We unbutton, and let the atheism waggle out a little bit more than usual. Although, I mean,
right.
I don't know how one could identify as Christian with the cancerous stink coming from the fucking state next door, where apparently they don't care. Roy Moore.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, at first he didn't do it. Then, well, maybe he did it. And then, well, who cares? And then, you know, she asked for it. The little hussy, the little whore. 14-year-olds. You know, 14-year-olds are like. And yeah. We're going to go through a list of some of the more heinous reactions.
You know, it's interesting, Alabama. You could say Kevin Spacey was into similar stuff. I mean, supposedly he fucked around with some underage person. And you know what? He lost his Netflix show.
After the first allegation.
Right.
Rightfully so. I mean.
But you're going to make this guy a senator.
Well, right.
It's so fucked up. Do you realize the standard to be a senator in Alabama is lower than that of an actor on Netflix?
And thank Anthony God. Weiner sent his dick to somebody underage and went to jail.
He
diddled
right.
them.
Yeah. I mean, he fucking...
Rightfully so.
Right.
Should go to jail.
Yes.
But to have four women come out for really no reason, except, of course, did you see Lunkhead Hannity suggested that, well, maybe they're doing it for money.
Maybe they're doing it for money.
And I want to see how he said that exactly, because I hope they sue the fuck out of him for that.
Citations. How am I getting paid?
That you could sue for that. That's libel.
You're talking about the victims. What do you think it's like? People are like, well, why didn't they come forward sooner? Why
Roy
now?
Roy Moore is the victim, Ryan. Yeah.
You know why victims wait to come forward or why sometimes they don't? Because, like, I read this story about this fucking monster, Harvey Weinstein, was paying Israeli intelligence fuckers to gather dirt on women that might bring suits against him or might come out against him. So he had something on them to leverage. Like, that
great.
Is monstrous.
Yeah.
Like, he's employing the Israeli intelligence community.
Yeah.
Well, of course nobody wants to come forward against these powerful dickheads.
We'll get to the headlines right away, I'm sure. Not on Drudge Report, though I'm probably sure something Roy Moore-ish over at the Moore-ish.
It'd
be black, wouldn't it? Ooh. Something Roy Moore-ish over at the Drudge Repo.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So deep.
Pensacola, Florida.
That's you.
Dateline 11-10-17.
Hello, the year of our Lord.
We did it differently. These are your headlines.
Eat my dick.
I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ, lay down some plastic,
please,
guys.
Stop. Yeah. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
If eight.
Huff Post.
Oh, wee.
There's a, oh, God. Fuck you, Huff Po, for making me look at a picture of Mitch McConnell, human
Mitch the bitch.
Blobfish impersonator.
Anybody will watch me jack off.
GOP goal. It says avoid billionaire wrath.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this is probably about the fact with these tax cuts and everything that they're going to keep giving the old fuck-a-doodle to the poor and middle class.
Who wants a fuck-a-doodle?
Just so they can toss. Tax cuts to their billionaire handlers.
I'll tell you what, if you're out in the woods in Alabama and Roy Moore's like, you want a fuck-a-doodle? You better run.
I'm way too old.
Hey, yeah, you are. He's 17. I know, we're talking about something else. God, that fucking creep.
The Republicans admit that CEOs and donors really need the tax cut bill to pass or else.
Yes. Or else what?
Well, we're going to talk about it. Gary Cohn, that slime twunt. Economic advisor to Schittler.
Yes.
I think he used to be one of Trump's swampy lawyers.
Ooh,
so
God
think
damn
how squeaky clean he is.
You guys probably got to wear like gloves and protective splash wear or whatever.
Right. I have a meeting with Gary Cohn. I need one of these.
Am I going to get peed on?
You are getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. now. There's Scroguard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
You know what is so awesome that commercial is that after the explosion, bam, Scroguard.
Right.
All of a sudden that guitar comes in.
Right, those are the STDs crawling all over your dick.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a musical interpretation.
Sure.
Syphilis? Oh. Creative.
The White House and congressional Republicans have sought to portray their tax plan as primarily a middle tax cut.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Munster got up again and tried to spin that, oh, everybody's getting a tax cut. And look, oh, we want young families. We want mom and pop businesses to get tax cuts.
Is Paul Ryan a spinner? Is that true?
Sack of shit.
Is he a spinner?
I don't know what he does.
Scroguard.
But at least some of them lately have been admitting that big money political donors and wealthy CEOs are the ones who care about it the most. Gary Cohn, Slimeball, was on an interview on telly.
Hello.
With CNBC.
Right. Who the fuck watches that network?
Probably
CNBC.
Gary Cohn's wife.
Oh, yes.
And whoever the host was.
That poor woman.
He said, quote, the most excited group out there are big CEOs about our tax plan.
That's bad. That is bad.
I think they got him to outright admit in his words, big words, the best words,
bigly,
that it's trickle-down economics, and he believes in trickle-down economics. Like, those words.
Wow.
It is trickle-down, and I believe in trickle-down.
I believe in unicorns that ejaculate rainbows. What do you think about that?
And every Republican that is on the television trying to back this horrible tax plan when knowledgeable, non-Fox, anus-licking reporters are talking to them.
Gimme.
They say, what evidence have we had in the past that your trickle-down voodoo bullshit ever works?
And other than
they say it differently.
Other than Ronald Reagan said it would
It work. Hasn't for 50 years.
That's the evidence. Reagan said.
We've been getting reamed for 50 years.
Let's get reamed some more.
It doesn't work.
Boo.
You pay the people in the middle at the bottom, and they start having, guess what? Money to buy shit.
Right. Yeah. You know what's crazy? It's like CEOs love this plan. Are most people in this country CEOs?
Right.
I
think that represents kind of a small group.
I fuck that group. And then you know what's so weird? They always say, like, when you're talking about trans rights or the rights of the LGBT, they're like, well, that's just a small section of our community. What about the people that benefit from this fucking tax plan? It's just CEOs.
It says here in the past couple of weeks, several Republicans have basically said, well, you know, the rich people are up my dick.
Oh, okay.
Representative Chris Collins of New York, himself a millionaire.
Oh, yes.
Said, my donors are basically saying, get it done or don't ever call me again.
Get it done. Don't call him again then, dickhead. Don't call him again.
Right?
I mean, if you can't sell the tax plan, maybe just fucking adopt some other nasty fucking lobbyist and then push their bullshit. Try some other heinous policy to shove down our throats and then take money from that special interest group. Because maybe that special interest group ain't working out well for you. I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. But that's big business, right? It's like the Koch brothers or the Mercers. Who wants this tax plan?
All of the above.
All of them. Kate.
Especially those fucking Mercers.
Kate, what do you want?
She
didn't want anything.
Ringing in about the...
Hello.
What's going on with these... with the money...
Jolly good.
Stephen Law, head of the Senate Conservatives Fund.
Oh, yes. God damn.
A super PAC affiliated with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Blech. How
Hi,
are
everybody.
They?
I want to call it
the Senate Conservatives Fund.
Oh, my face is melting off, but you can't tell.
I'm sorry, my eyelid just dripped into my mouth.
Let me jack off in front of you. I like to do that in front of Lindsay. He don't mind.
Speaking of Lindsay.
Yes?
Now that you would mention him.
Let me shoot it on your tie.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
I love that.
Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina. Oh, wait. I didn't finish. Stephen Law said.
Yes.
Donors would be mortified if we didn't live up to what we've committed to on tax reform.
Fuck your donors. Fuck your donors. I don't give a fuck if they're horrified. Do you care if they're mortified? You give a fuck?
No, I want them mortified.
Yes. We want them disgusted with you.
Cough it up.
Right. Quit bending over to those cunts.
The Senator Lindsey Graham.
Yes.
told reporters that failing to pass tax reform would fracture the Republican Party.
Good.
And he says lead to more far right wing primary challengers. The Steve Bannonites are going to say, look. They didn't pass tax reform, one of the things they said, and Lindsey Graham said, the financial contributions will stop.
Well, shut up, Lindsey. Listen, all you care about, you just want to look down at your drink and know there's an umbrella in it. Fuck off. So like, but, shit, I lost my fucking point. Something about, wait, that would be good for progressives though, right? If right-wing nut jobs started pushing out these...
Well, yeah, because especially, that's why they're fearing a bloodbath. Because if a lot of these assholes start getting primaried and lunatics actually get in,
yes.
Let's call one Roy Moore as an example.
Well, I mean...
Then the Democrats have actual chances. Yeah, if it was fucking Luther Strange, as corrupt and heinous as he was...
You don't think he would have a problem?
The Democrats wouldn't have a chance in fucking hell right now. Well, but because Roy Moore, more shit's coming out about him, they think that
more shit.
Doug Jones
yes.
has a shot.
Wait, you're saying more stuff is coming out?
Well, I meant from past couple of... Well, besides gay people should be criminalized?
Yeah.
Besides Muslims should not be able to serve in public office? Besides?
But the fear would be some of these right-wing nut jobs would actually be Democrats, because if this shit about the teenager he assaulted in the 70s, if all these allegations hadn't came out, it would be a close race, right, with Doug? And it still may be.
11 points up.
Who's
before
up?
Before Roy Moore, before this...
Current... Okay.
Before the current pedophile scandal dropped.
So he was 11 points up before...
Pederist. Huh?
Before the pederist.
Yes.
So is that a lot?
It's pretty good. Double digits.
God. So what... I mean, so he could still fucking win,
dude. Sure.
So I don't know that we should be excited that we're getting more far right wing nut job candidates running, because what if they win?
Most people who know, but it's Alabama, but most people who know Alabama,
but Mississippi,
but
Florida.
It is Alabama.
I know.
But we're never going to get Mississippi. We're never going to get. We're barely going to get Alabama.
Ah.
But in Tuesday's elections, there were several blue flips in blood red areas that surprised people.
Listen,
good. You know, we talked about a bunch of them.
Are we getting overconfident?
No.
Okay. Just remember,
Trump's still president.
Trump was elected.
Well, right.
And I remember I was in a Lyft,
and they're going to be cheating
with two people, two women in the car, and they said we're worried Trump's going to win, and I mansplained that there's no way in fucking hell, and I was wrong, Pat. I was wrong as fuck. I was wrong, and if they're listening, you don't know who the fuck I am in that Lyft. I'm sorry. I was an idiot. I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
It's like that person in the movies that gets, you know, has got an arrow sticking through their head, and they're like, am I going to be okay? And you're like, oh, yeah, you're going to be fine. Don't worry. Don't worry. You're going to be fine. His brain's oozing out.
Fuck you.
So the Republicans are basically saying, yeah, we got to pass these tax cuts.
Oh, right.
Because our rich handlers want it.
Yes.
And Trump even said the other day something about, it was the, they call it the death tax, the estate tax.
Yes.
And Trump said to the word, basically, We got to give something to the rich.
You did. You have. You are.
They're okay.
Well, that you don't need anything.
Right.
You know why you don't? That statement even sounds stupid. You don't need to give anything to the rich.
Right.
They're rich. Does he not understand what the word rich means?
But they're being
insane.
Robbed from Ryan. They're hard earned. I mean, they're hard inherited money.
You guys, you fucking dickheads. Listen, you be scared because sometimes the barricades are going to come up. There's going to be pandemonium, all kinds of fucking shit. Because you didn't want to give your fair share.
Again, not the best example because spoiler alert. Things don't go great for the heroes in Les Mis.
Well, do you think anything would go great? Like, if we had a revolution like that where people took to the streets and shit started burning, it's actually, at that point, nothing is going to go great for anyone.
Well, it depends on the popo.
Nothing's going to go great for anyone here.
Is if the popo, you got to get the popo on your side and remind them that they're humans and that their brothers and sisters are on the other side of those.
Yeah,
barricades.
The popo is racist too.
Well,
that's
have an issue right now. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a big issue.
Oh man, we need
Black Lives Matter to be in charge of local law enforcement until we figure out what the fuck is going on. Right.
Over to the Drudge Repo.
Suck my dick.
Let's crank our calendars back.
Crank this.
Hundreds and hundreds of years.
Fuck you.
To when the world was great.
Right. Hundreds and hundreds of years. That would have been like the 1600s.
A couple hundred years before that. Let's go Dark Ages.
Okay.
Greetings. The headlines, the pictures, that weird picture.
My iPhone
that actually,
don't work.
That weird picture that actually you put up on the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
Of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin standing next to each other wearing matching shirts. It's so cute.
Oh, that picture. I thought you were going to say the picture of Trump's face in a dog's ear.
No, that is also up on our Facebook.
Yes.
And it says Trump and Putin shake hands. At APEC Summit dinner, I don't believe they were able to sneak off for a quickie.
Oh, yes.
At all. Donald. I believe there are going to be no formal meetings. But was it the G7 or the L69, whatever the fuck they were at?
The L69.
Didn't they sneak off and have secret meetings, like a couple of bro fests that nobody knew about? So I wouldn't.
Donald,
rule that one out.
I want you to watch me jack off.
We're going to watch your pee tape.
Yeah, we're going to go to a... When they watch that, finally, are they going to do it in a nice screening room?
They're going to recreate it.
They're going to recreate it. They're going to hire actors.
Right.
That's a job Kevin Spacey's going to get. That's the one job they'll give him.
I want Kate Upton.
Oh, God. Kate Upton.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin shook hands at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit dinner.
I'm hydrated.
In Vietnam.
Fuck you.
On Friday, though the White House said there would be no formal meeting.
Is that in Da Nang? Da Nang?
Da Nang, sure.
I was reading about Da Nang. It's flooded. Got a big climate denier in there.
It said the White House press secretary... Cuddle Bunny, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said in terms of a scheduled formal meeting, there's not one on the calendar and we don't anticipate there will be one.
Okay.
So. But she didn't say there won't be a meeting. She said there won't be a formal meeting.
Yeah. So there'll be a meeting.
Interesting.
Why do they have to meet? Why can't they send like Carter Page back and forth? Delivering messages.
Oh, God. Would you trust Carter Page?
Yeah, sure.
Telephone game?
Like an idiot.
The latest poll. Oh, we got a poll.
Yes.
Biden Nickel.
Ooh.
Over at the BuzzFeed, this says that according to a poll commissioned, the Republican nominee in Alabama,
fuck you,
Roy. Come here, little girl, Moore.
Roy Moy the molester.
Is now locked in a dead heat.
Oh, God.
With Democrat Doug Jones.
Fuck.
Following accusations that Moore initiated a sexual encounter.
That's how much they hate
14-year-old
Democrats in Alabama. I mean, Doug Jones, didn't rape a child. Roy Moore, what did he do? He diddled, he molested, he assaulted. He did all kinds of things.
He took her out to the woods and undressed her and put her hand on his crotch.
He's tied.
And he was in his 30s.
And a DA, right?
Oh, at the time, yeah.
He's a DA. Tied. He's tied with his opponent.
Keep it classy, Alabama.
Who the fuck is voting? Half the state is voting for him.
Moore and Democrat Doug Jones are tied at 46% in the survey.
God damn.
Conducted yesterday.
Boo.
In the aftermath of the bombshell Washington Post report.
Oh, wee wee. The political Washington Post. They're so political.
The results also suggested that a write-in campaign by another Republican could tip the seat to Democrats. That's why they're not giving up on him. It's too late to get him off of the ballots.
Yeah.
Because they're already, it's just too late.
Fuck you.
And the, if they put up a third party candidate, if Luther Strange comes back,
they'll split the fucking vote.
Well, there you go. And then they give it to an evil baby killing Democrat. Yeah. And they can't have that. So they'd rather have the one who likes him before the hair gets him.
Oh, gross, man. What a disgusting state. You know, I know there are good people in Alabama. There are. I'm not doing a mini sides thing. There are progressives in that state that aren't racist and aren't sexist, that, you know, but goddamn.
Yeah, but they're broke as fuck. Otherwise, they wouldn't live in Alabama.
Right. Right.
As progressives, they would get the hell out of there.
Half. Half the people in Alabama want Roy Moore to win.
Roy ain't going anywhere, by the way. He ain't going anywhere. And
why would he?
All the Republicans, all the Republicans who, after one accusation for Kevin Spacey,
yes,
were off with his head.
Right.
Are like, well, if these allegations are true.
Well, I mean,
what more can happen
after
the testimony of these four different women who said shenaniganry happened when they were under legal age?
Right.
Then what do you expect? I don't think they saved a jizzy dress.
I don't know.
For 40 years.
Some of these dickheads had a lot of practice when Schindler ran for office. Because then you can start compartmentalizing all this horrible shit that Schindler probably did to, of course he did bad shit to a bunch of women.
Right.
They had practice. Now they're able to get over it easier this time around.
It says most of those surveyed in Alabama, 82%, were aware of the women's accusations.
Fuck you.
54% do not believe he should withdraw from the race because of it.
Right. Wow. They don't believe. Sorry, I was just putting the.
No.
They don't believe.
I was looking at what it was. Oh, I saw brown liquid. I was like, what is that?
It's a coffee thing.
They
don't believe you should get out of the fucking race. Who do you guys want as your senator? Some fucking child molester? I'm serious.
35% say get the hell out of the race.
What the fuck?
Only 35%.
Oh my God. They need an emergency manager. They need a progressive to come in there and help them.
It says the allegations appear to have cost more with women. About 39% would vote for him now.
Of course.
Down from 46%.
When it turns out that you molested a teenage female girl,
standing with men in Alabama.
Oh God.
Remained the same.
Which is
at
what
55%.
Over half? Over half?
Remain the same after these allegations.
Yeah, maybe we all need to collectively just blow our brains out. Send the meteor.
Well,
send the comet.
Can we kick Alabama out?
No.
I mean, I know secession's tough for the state to do by itself, but what if the rest of us were like, we don't, you know,
well,
you guys can toddle off.
I think, toddling? I mean, I think we all, have some blame in this kind of shit, you know? Sort of.
I grew up in Chicago.
I mean, like, humanity.
You grew up
in general. I mean,
yeah,
you know. I mean, if you say half of the people in the fucking state still want this guy to run for office or still approve of him, half
right,
the men,
right.
That's a problem with the human race. That's a problem with America. And I'm saying as a country, we have failed and we all have responsibility in the fact that Trump got elected. You know, as progressives, we've been too polite and too nice to conservative dickheads that speak out. We really have.
Right.
And that's why Trump won. Trump won because when Jimmy Fallon mussed his hair, the whole country sat back and laughed.
I'm a
and
human.
Didn't take him seriously. No, yeah. I'm serious.
No, I mean,
and we didn't take any of that shit seriously.
I'm a human.
They humanified him.
Yeah, we did. And I mean, you know, that affects shit in Alabama. I mean, you know, we failed.
Well, and
our
Fox,
society sucks.
And Fox News.
Yeah. It's just gross.
Rupert fucking Murdoch is equally complicit, if not more, in the bullshitization.
And look at this bullshit. Like, my God, you stick up for somebody in this country, people are like, oh, you're virtue signaling. You're virtue signaling, or you're fucking, what's the other word? Oh, God, I hate that. The other word I hate.
Cultural appropriation.
Identity politics and all this other fucking shit.
So, especially the Republicans outside of Alabama are all coming up with the, well, if it's true, and it won't be proven true, unless somebody has some secret security cam tape from 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I think it's unlikely.
But they just can't believe the women.
So Alabama, but the Alabama Republicans are un-be-fucking-leavable with some of these goddamn responses that they had. And people like Hannity.
Boo.
Hannity.
Yeah.
Accusing, saying it was a 14, it was the 14-year-old, you know, well, it's consensual.
God. That's so disgusting.
Alabama, Geneva County GOP chairman.
Right.
Geneva County, Alabama.
Isn't it Geneva? Isn't that the city in Switzerland?
I don't know where that is. Yeah, I don't think.
Is it nicer?
One. I think the one in Switzerland, I'm willing to bet, it's a little bit nicer.
Geneva, Wisconsin?
Unless you're into, you know, like Klan rallies and mudding and shit.
Do you think people have gone to Europe races a lot? Man, I can't find a single fucking Klan rally in this bitch. This sucks.
It's probably Geneva County, too. They probably...
Geneva.
I don't want... We're not globalist cucks. We don't pronounce it like they do over there.
I think the southern way of speaking makes it have to be Geneva.
The, listen to his name, Riley Siebenhenner.
What the fuck?
Is the
fuck?
GOP chairman in Geneva County.
Siebenhenner!
Told a reporter.
Name.
Named Daniel Dale.
Fuck you.
That he wasn't comfortable with Moore trying to have sex with a 14-year-old girl back in the day.
Great.
But you know, things could have been worse.
I ain't comfortable having my senator fucking...
Quote.
Oh, my God.
Other than being with an underage person, he really didn't force himself.
Oh, my fucking God. That is amazing. Like, that's amazing. What? Hey, dickhead, what if it was your fucking daughter?
He said, he told this reporter, I know that's bad enough, but I don't know. If he withdraws, it's 5 weeks to the election. That would concede it to the Democrat.
What about the victim?
They could find out that this guy was fucking John Wayne Gacy, and they would still be behind him because God forbid we give that to the fucking Democrat who,
right,
as far as we know, hasn't tried to fuck any 14-year-olds.
Or if you're a human being, you don't even have this conversation we're having. The guy just drop out. And hey, what do you think that girl's life was like after some district attorney, 32 years old, she was 14, drives her in the woods, takes her clothes off?
Right.
What did that do to her life?
God
damn, fuck it, hey, that's insane.
Sean Hannity...
Ugh.
Noted that it was consensual, but later insisted that he misspoke when Jake Tapper on CNN called him out on it.
Consensual.
Pointing out that 14-year-olds cannot legally give consent to 30-year-old men, even in Alabama.
Who was like, and I heard Rachel Maddow making the point that it's a child custody hearing.
That's how he met her, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Where are you going to pick up chicks, Ryan?
That is... I mean, that's someone who is legally supposed to protect her being a predator. That's so fucked up. There's nothing about this that's not horrifying.
You don't want to go to the orphanage now, do you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, listen, this is a nightmare. Roy Moore is a fucking nightmare. And correct. Only in Alabama would this guy still be on the scene. You know?
She's not, the story I'm reading, she's not listed here, but Ann Coulter kind of said the same thing. She said, Ann fucking Coulter, the heinous harpy of hate.
See on the wrong side of this?
Well, you'll be shocked to learn, yes. She said that, I'm not going to look it up. I remember kind of what she said. Well, you know, this was 50 years ago, and though it's icky now.
Icky?
It wasn't as icky back then for a 30-year-old to try to fuck a 14-year-old.
Oh, my God. Icky.
And I'm like, you know, this happened in the late 70s. I think it was still kind of icky to fuck a 14-year-old if you're 30 in the 70s.
And what if it was your daughter? Or
even
your
in
sister?
Alabama.
Right. Does Ann Coulter have kids?
Oh, fuck no.
I don't think so. God, I hope you're not a mommy. Listen, dude, what if this is your daughter?
Pods all over her apartment.
What if this was your stripper daughter, Ann?
I don't know if this is the most heinous reaction. Alabama State Auditor Jim Ziegler.
Fuck you. Oh, God. This is a good one.
I mean, this one fits in with Faithless Friday because, you know, hey, Joseph was apparently a pederast too with Mary.
Oh, God. Is this that one where he's...
Oh, yeah.
They did it in the Bible?
There's nothing to see here, he told the Washington Examiner.
What the fuck?
The allegations that a man in his early 30s dated teenage girls. Even the Washington Post report says that he never had sexual intercourse.
Oh my God.
With any of the girls. Never attempted sexual intercourse. He blew it on their faces every time.
He said that?
No,
in the Bible it says you can do that.
I'm embellishing.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the Washington Post interviewed 30 people.
30. Okay. That's a lot.
Who?
That's a lot.
Said that extemporaneously, this girl and some of these other women shared the stories back in the day.
Yeah.
They say that he engaged in contact with a 14-year-old girl when he was 32. Ooh. And a powerful attorney in a small Alabama town. Little boss hog.
Oh, my God.
The young girl named Lee Korfman.
Yes.
Said that Moore. No, the apologists out there.
Right.
Oh, didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing.
Oh my God.
He touched her over her bra and underpants, guided her hand to his shorts.
Oh my God.
She recalled, I wanted it over with. I wanted out. Please just get this over with. Whatever it is, just get it over with.
He's raising money on this, right? He's using this.
Oh, sure.
God, this guy is a monster.
Because the evil Washington Post obviously made this up because Jeff Bezos is a big cuck.
Kate, listen to me. Get Dexter on the phone. Get Dexter on the phone right now.
Oh, I don't. He's what kind of splash is he gonna
Dexter
analyze?
This is all about Dexter, man. No, not as that job as the other.
Oh, his evening work.
This guy would find his.
You know that's coming back, by the way, right?
How?
They're going to make another Dexter series.
Do you think they're listening to the show, the producers?
Writers? I would hope so. And,
hey,
and if they are, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy whatever the hell you're going to buy. It helps us out. Doesn't
that's
cost
right.
you anything when you buy shit at Amazon.
I'm going to make a suggestion. I saw that finale. I hated it. It sucked.
Not the greatest finale.
Horrible. Yeah, horrible. You know, the worst one was at 6 Feet Under. That's the worst finale on the fucking planet.
God, you know, I don't think I ever saw the last season of 6 Feet Under because it felt a little shark jumpy to me for some reason.
God damn, I remember a conversation you had where we talked about how shitty that finale was. We both raged about it being shitty. You didn't see
no,
it?
No, I never saw the 6 Feet Under finale.
It was horrible. Well, anyway, atrocious. Dexter's finale, atrocious. You know what they need to do? Pretend like that finale never happened and just continue the fucking show. Right?
Well, they kind of can.
Yeah, it was a dream.
They didn't kill him off.
Well, they did it in Dallas. Remember that? They had a horrible scene in Dallas, and Patrick Duffy came back the following season and said, "I just dreamed it." You don't remember that?
It wasn't a dream in Dexter.
You're saying they should have made it.
I see.
It sucked. The fucking finale sucked. Just say Dexter
It just kind of went nowhere.
It was shitty. Yeah.
He was like, okay, I'm done. And now he's hiding out somewhere. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Right.
The, this guy Ziegler, said, well, you know, this happened almost 40 years ago.
So what? What the fuck?
His wife is 14 years younger than him, too.
Perfect. Oh, they don't get along. They don't get along. They don't have that. You know what I mean? They must hate each other.
Ziegler said he predicted that Alabama voters would be angrier at the Washington Post for desperately trying to get something negative.
Ooh, right. Desperately. They're able to confirm with over 30 people that this shit actually went down. Does that sound like desperation?
And then here we go. He's clean as a hen's tooth.
What?
Take the Bible. Zechariah and Elizabeth, for instance. Zechariah was extremely old to marry Elizabeth, and they became the parents of John the Baptist. You might have fucking heard of him.
So wait a
second. I added the last part. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Why don't they cite some pervy, pederast moments from Lord of the Rings?
He said, also, take Joseph and Mary. Mary was a teenager, and Joseph was an adult carpenter.
Right. Well, they were also characters in a book.
They became the parents of Jesus. No, actually, God did the statutory rape on that one.
Right,
if you're claiming Mary was underage.
Did Mary, who had the stigmata? What is it, stigmata? Was that Mary or Jesus when he got strung up?
It wasn't stigmata because he actually had nails rammed through his arms and his hands and feet. Stigmata is when you display the wounds not having had nails ran through. Yeah.
You ever seen those cookies that are made stigmata, like they're shaped like hands and like a bloody jelly?
They're
center.
Very inappropriate.
God, it's funny as shit.
Very funny.
Stigmata.
So that was Ziegler.
That's insane. So wait. So by him say, he it, so it would have been better for Roy to actually have sex with this girl. Because then they could have had Jesus.
There's nothing immoral or illegal here. Maybe just a little bit unusual. It's Alabama State Auditor.
Oh, okay.
Jim Ziegler.
God, jeez. What's your moral code like?
Breitbart.
Oh, God.
One of the editors over there, Joel Pollack, argued that because the age of consent in Alabama was 16, we shouldn't give a shit about a 30-year-old something man.
Do they see this as a football game? Like, he just made it to the first down, and he missed it by
he's close. Bring out the sticks. When you read the article, this is a Breitbart. Oh, so when you read the article, there are several cases mentioned, and of those cases, only one would be legally problematic. Only one. So, of all the pursuing of underage girls, there's only that one that's a little problematic.
He was successful. Like, he found a girl, he got her alone. These people in Alabama are supremely fucked.
Marion County GOP Chair David Hall.
Suck my dick.
Also said,
oh, God.
The reporter said the story said he tried to get her to touch his genitals.
Right.
This guy, Marion County GOP Chair David Hall, said, well, she said he may have tried to, but we're talking something that somebody said happened 40 years ago. It wouldn't affect whether or not I'd vote for him.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Piece of fucking shit.
Of course it wouldn't affect whether or not you would vote for him.
Yeah, because you're garbage. You're garbage. Who is this? Who is this? David Butnut?
David Hall.
David Hall.
Alabama's Marion County GOP chairman.
Hey, David, I get it. You're right. It wouldn't affect how you vote because you're a piece of trash. When you're human garbage, when you're a vile scumbag, shit like this doesn't affect your voting decisions because you're a piece of shit. You're right.
I mean,
if you're a vile piece of garbage, I mean, you know, you fuck this guy. That's insane.
He also said the other women that they're using to corroborate number one.
Boo.
That's the 14-year-old.
Yeah. God.
One was 19, one was 17, one was 16. There's nothing wrong with a 30-year-old single male asking a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, or a 16-year-old out for a date.
What if it was your fucking daughters and a grown man drove them out to the woods, took their clothes off, and it took their hands and stuck them on his dick? Right. I mean,
of any age.
Of any age, dude.
But especially not under the age of consent because they can't.
Yeah, and by the way, this isn't just, I mean, what he did to this guy was horrible. But you're going to vote for him for Senate?
Oh, yeah.
To make laws? I mean.
Covington County GOP Chairman William Blocker.
Look, you got it. Does anybody not suck dick in fucking Alabama?
Says, even if hard proof, I don't know how they would have that, but hard proof of sexual abuse emerged, would you still consider voting for Roy Moore?
Oh, God.
Covington County GOP Chairman William Blocker says, yeah, there is no option to support Doug Jones.
Oh, my God.
The Democratic nominee.
God
when you
damn.
Do that, you are supporting the entire Democrat Party.
Wow. Damn.
Hard evidence. Jizzy dress. She produces evidence that he fucked her, tried to fuck her, whatever. When she was 14,
right?
Don't care.
Hey,
don't care because
Doug
can't have an evil baby eating Democrat win.
Hey, Doug, you're not gonna win. I don't know what to tell you. There's just no fucking way. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Alabama.
How do you fucking win if you're a Democrat? When you got a guy that took a girl, a young girl, and a 14-year-old. A 14-year-old's not even close to being a fucking adult. Do you remember being 14?
And these were
stupid.
All the chairman of county parties. So these are the guys who are in charge of getting the message out to the local constituents to get out to vote.
Now, listen, I just said when I was 14, I was stupid, meaning I was not an adult. I'm not saying this girl was stupid at 14. That's not what I meant. I meant I was... You know, I'm just not an adult. My brain is not formed.
Incapable, yeah. Right. Your prefrontal cortex is not fully developed.
What?
The part of your brain that makes decisions and tells you, maybe that's not a good idea if I do that.
Yeah, and plus this guy who's supposed to be a district attorney. I mean, listen, wouldn't you trust a DA to not do bad shit?
In Alabama?
No, I wouldn't trust
In Alabama?
Any of these guys. You know, when I hear these guys... say shit like this, I want to call up who's in charge of TMZ. I want to say, listen, all these rapey guys that are saying all this shit in support of Roy Moore, check into their past because it sounds like they might have been up to some creepy fucking shit themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Roy Moore, out of all everybody in Alabama, is the only guy after shenanigans. Bullshit. What the fuck did you just see over there? You just made a face.
Newsweek.
Yes.
Quote.
Uh-oh.
Former President George W. Bush.
Which one?
Does it say Junior here?
Junior.
No, George W. Bush Jr.
Is Why W.
You, I thought you're not a junior if you don't have the exact middle name.
Did this one lie us into the war? Is this the Bush?
Yes.
Okay.
Great. Although he's, you know, riding a giant smokescreen, orange smokescreen now to obfuscate
how
heinous he was.
Not me. I remember.
Do you miss me yet?
I'm going to paint my feet. He's painting feet.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. Yeah. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
God, Donald Trump's like, fuck you.
Former President George W. Bush, quote, chased a lot of pussy and drank a lot of whiskey in his youth, he reveals in a new book.
Wait, who said this?
George W. Bush.
Says, admits to chasing pussy
Those
and drinking.
Those are around quotes.
He said that?
Stories from W.'s late teens and early 20s are part of an extensive candid and personal interviews with him and his president father, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Ugh.
In Mark Updegrove's new book, The Last Republicans, hitting stands in a few days.
Oh, my God.
Newsweek got an early copy. The man who became 43rd president had long maintained, quote, when I was young and irresponsible, I was young and irresponsible.
Yeah. That's what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the book's very first page, Bush is seen in 2012, cigar in hand, telling Updegrove that he, quote, chased a lot of pussy, drank a lot of whiskey in his late teens and early 20s.
Listen.
It paints a picture of W as a boy who lived in cowboy clothes and remained true to himself even at Harvard Business School.
Great.
Where he wore a National Guard flight jacket, beat up Levi's and cowboy boots, and chewed tobacco at Harvard.
Hey, listen. The GOP, they only run the best for president. It's true.
At Yale, he joined a notoriously heavy drinking frat.
Yes.
Delta Kappa Epsilon.
Boo.
He was the subject of a 1967 New York Times article about DKE's warm tradition of branding its pledges with a coat hanger.
What?
A story he dismissed, saying the wound was only a cigarette burn. I guess they... What's wrong with these people?
Coat hanger. Oh, I don't know.
He was also arrested during college for borrowing a Christmas wreath from a New Haven store.
Okay.
Borrowing.
To me, okay, you stole a wreath from a fucking store. That's shitty. You shouldn't steal. But it's not equal to you heat up a coat hanger and you brand my ass with it or whatever the fuck. That's fucked up, dude.
His brother, Jeb Bush, called him a little wild, but so was everybody else.
Please clap. Jeb! Please clap.
Oh, yeah. Exclamation point.
They say he also had a penchant for colorful language.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes getting on the nerves of his mom, Barbara. One time he cursed too many times at the Houston Country Club and his mom said, take your clubs and walk home.
Fuck! God damn it! Shit! Mama, I'm just over here getting drunk, chasing pussy. About 20 years, I'm gonna lie us into a war. Fuck you!
I think this might be the book where we find out that that George H.W. Bush calls Trump a blowhard.
No, wow.
And says he doesn't like him, and that neither of them voted for him.
Yeah. Jeez.
They didn't say they voted for Hillary.
Right.
But they did not vote for Trump.
God.
The last two Republican presidents did not vote for Trump.
Wow. Jeez. Good job, guys. Way to not vote for Trump and stand up for the country. Thanks for lying us into the war, dickhead. Man, fuck you.
Please clap.
Yes. Ugh.
Imagine how boring it would have been if Jeb was president.
Yeah, it would be. I don't know that.
I mean, there'd still be a lot of heinous shit going on.
Oh, yeah. Domestic shit like abortion, you know, gay marriage, legalization of pot. I think all that shit would be fucked up. But we wouldn't be on the brink of weird-ass confrontation
with
North Korea.
We'd still have a State Department,
We'd still have, like, a fucked-up Justice Department, because I don't know that Jeb would push for body cams and, you know, reform like we need with the cops. I mean, Trump obviously isn't.
Speaking of body cams, did you see there's one? You really got to watch it, but it's over at the our Facebook page, I think.
Yes.
But in Los Angeles, CBS LA Popo in L.A. are now wearing body cams, but of course, you know, oops, oh, I forgot to turn it on, or blah, 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 blah. And they're still, this is some bullshit. They're still withholding them from the public.
Right.
So there's got to be, the question is, at what point is the public's need to know what the cops are doing more than the people that they are interacting with their right to privacy?
Right.
So
they're
just saying willy-nilly, you know, if somebody's having a domestic, you shouldn't have access to the camera.
Right.
As they're talking down a couple of people who are throwing pots and pans at each other because they fucking hate each other. You know what I mean? So
somebody's going to have to make that call.
Well, right.
And it shouldn't be the cops, right? It should be like
a
citizen review board or something like that.
And that's the problem. Because right now their police officials are withholding all videos from the public. However, CBS LA somehow had, by the way, an earthquake last night. Did you hear that?
Shit. Yeah, I saw that.
3.2 right near LA.
God.
Hawthorne.
Bye-bye. Tell you what, man. I don't want to be there for the 8.
Yeah, at least we know here that the hurricanes are coming.
Yeah.
Like, there's no spontaneous hurricane that wakes you up in the middle of the night.
Right. And you're here.
I'm here.
You know, you're here around people that are used to bad, you know, disasters happening. In L.A., it is going to be a
disaster.
Fucktopolips of useless dickheads jacking off in front of people.
I worked with a woman when I worked at, that hospital. And and she was just real casual about it. She's like, oh, we used to live in Northridge. And I said, oh, wow, were you there with the earthquake, the big Northridge earthquake? And she was like, oh, yeah. And I said, well, what happened? She goes, oh, my house was leveled.
We
lost
God.
Everything. I was like, wait, really? She's like, yeah, leveled to the ground.
No, that's horrible, man.
So the station was able to get some camera footage and documenting the arrest of a gentleman named Ronald Shields, 52 years old. I'm going to call him a black man.
Yes.
Being arrested. So now there is an investigation because the report documents the arrest of Ronald Shields in April when he was taken into custody for a hit and run.
Okay.
According to the report, LAPD officer Samuel Lee stated that cocaine was found in the man's front left pocket.
Okay.
However, his stupid fellow officer turn the body cam on just a little too early.
Oh, shit, guys.
Because in the body cam, one officer you see picking up a small packet from the ground and places it into the suspect's wallet.
Oh, my God.
And then makes a show, turns to the camera, and is like, look at this. Look what I found.
Oh, my God.
But they caught him planting it.
What the? That is so fucking evil.
According to Shields' attorney, the officer seemed stunned when he was shown the video while on the witness stand.
Oh, God, dude.
He said the officer looked dumbstruck. Period. He really had no answer.
He didn't see it until that moment.
An expert discussing how body cams work said that the officer may not have realized the camera was running 30 seconds before he believed he activated it.
Oh, okay. God, so there's lead time and...
Didn't realize it.
Idiot. You fucking moron. God, and think about what that does to somebody. Okay, now there's a cocaine charge.
For a hit and run. I mean, don't hit a car and drive off, but
right.
a different level.
Why are you going to shove cocaine in the guy's front pocket?
Right. Right.
Why did the guy do that in the first place? Just to be a fucking asshole?
Cops. I don't know. They get bonuses for better arrests.
Yeah, right. Which,
arrest. I mean, we know there's it's illegal.
Right.
I'm pretty sure illegal everywhere to have quotas.
Yeah.
Because how do you do that?
Yeah, I don't.
It's but like, there are quotas.
Yeah. It's like you have a shopping list. Nonetheless. Right? It's the end of the month.
Right. I need 5 felonies. God damn it.
Yeah. I'm sure it bumps it up to a different
so
level.
So here,
of
drop
crime.
A little coke in this black guy's pocket.
Right. Perfect.
And they wonder why they march.
They wonder why they kneel. Right. Because this shit, this guy's putting cocaine in this dude's pocket.
Somehow I think if you or I had gotten pulled over, we might not have had cocaine stuffed in our pockets.
Right, maybe not.
But maybe. Nonetheless.
You don't know these fucking cops.
And these cops need to go to jail.
Surely.
But they won't.
This guy will go to jail.
They may get fired. A little slap on the dick.
Right, right.
But
ooh, yes.
Mike they need to go to jail.
Me next.
They need to go to jail for shit like this. Falsifying evidence. And that guy needs to be able to sue the fuck out of him. Lose their house.
Absolutely,
lose their
man.
Car. Because, lose their pension.
Because that cop violated the guy's civil rights.
Exactly.
That cop knows. He knew what he was doing was bad. And then he made a show about it.
Right? Oh, look what I found.
Oh, my God. How fucked up.
Ugh. LAPD.
God.
They wonder, like I
said.
They wonder why they kneel.
Right. Well, the LAPD is notoriously shitty, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The sheriffs. Really bad. Right. We had some corruption not that long ago. They had to get rid of the sheriff. And
didn't they? A mentally handicapped person died in custody for some fucking reason. Like they got beat.
Probably. I don't remember that specifically. I remember a homeless guy got shot when we were there.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. The guy had a knife and he got shot to death. That's what happened.
So that's that story there of the popo.
Yay, police.
Yay, police.
Alabama. Yay, everybody.
This story I had for a couple of days here. This is about the dossier.
Dossier?
Which most people tend to associate with the golden arches of a couple of urine streams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A couple of Russian hookers.
Do we have the pee-pee tapes?
But the scarier parts is all the Russian collusion.
Absolutely.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Well, now a guy, I guess he's a former spook.
Spook.
They're saying that they think there are dozens of fake Trump sex tapes out there.
What the fuck? They're fake?
That they think, yeah.
Like people pretending to be Trump? God.
The...
It's funny.
The, it says no part of the investigation. This is at The Observer.
Hello.
Which I think, didn't that used to be Jared's paper?
Jared Kushner?
I think, isn't that the one he sold and they all hate, or he had and they all hate him?
God, I don't remember that.
And that I thought we did a story once that he came down and was like, I want you to totally go after these guys. And they're like, that's not how this works.
God.
I want a hit piece. I think he used the word hit piece. And they said, you don't do that. We don't do that. It's not how journalism works. So that tells you what's going on in the minds of, you know, where these ethics are. So it says no part has gotten more rubbernecking than any compromise that the Russians may possess on our president. I'm talking, of course, about the alleged PP tape.
Yay.
That caught the public's attention.
Right.
A great deal of the raw intelligence from that Steele dossier has turned out to be true. It says portions still reek of disinformation. Including
yes
that part
shit.
He says the dossier's PP tape claim is viewed with derision by most Western spies who know the Russians.
Right.
However, it is very likely that the Kremlin possesses compromise on the president. Senior intelligence sources from several other countries,
bam,
have confirmed to me that unpleasant videos of Trump absolutely exist.
Oh, my. He might have wished there were PP tapes.
Yet there's no reason to believe yet this right. particular claim without corroborating evidence. Ooh,
I wonder what's out there. What the fuck is he into? Oh, shit. Please let it be gay. Wouldn't that be great?
Even if the porn-worthy allegation appears to be untrue, but the idea that our president has acted out in sexually controversial, perhaps illegal ways, and someone has filmed it,
oh my God,
is taken very seriously by intelligence experts.
Right.
Ever since Trump announced his candidacy for the White House, espionage gossip everywhere has bandied about what exists out there.
Right.
After rumors of Trump's antics.
Whoa. But hey, by the way, you're right. Jared Kushner was the publisher of The Observer. I guess he owned it. And in January, in January he stepped down, but he got a $10 million graduation present from it, whatever the fuck that means. So he owned a media company, left, and they gave him a $10 million blowjob to say bye-bye.
Great. You're a fucking perfect asshole.
Yeah.
There are allegations of president's penchant for pretty girls, and does not always pay attention to the age of consent.
Oh my, it's all these guys. It's all the Republicans.
And then they talk about the one woman who's claimed Trump raped her when she was 13 and has repeatedly filed suit against him only to drop the case each time, which is also, that case is connected to the mysterious case of Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire hedge funder.
Oh, yeah.
Convicted sex offender. He's the guy that had Fuck Island, right?
That's right.
In the Bahamas. His friends list reads like a who's who of the male half of America's rich and powerful, including...
Yes!
William Jefferson Clinton.
Bill, y'all won't go down to Fuck Island.
Trump is also on that list, and rumors have swirled for years about his participation in Epstein's underage sex escapades.
Oh, shit. Jeez. God, everybody's pervy.
There are no hard facts, though.
Hard.
And they say that perhaps, well, he's speculating here, but perhaps the media, the lack of ardor for getting to the bottom of this sordid case may have something to do with with all the powerful people
right
that are listed, including Bill Clinton.
Yeah, yeah. Shit.
I've talked with dozens of well-placed sources.
Yes.
Many of them longtime spy friends.
Bookie.
And here are their basic conclusions.
Okay.
As many as a dozen intelligence services worldwide on four continents are in possession of some sort of Trump tape.
All right. Okay.
A dozen intelligence services worldwide have some sort of Trump tape featuring sexual escapades of a controversial nature. In some cases, the women involved appear to be underage.
What the fuck are we doing?
Some of these tapes have been shared with the Mueller investigation.
Oh my fucking God. We got to impeach this guy. He's a child raper.
This is what the intelligence community is saying.
God, hey, if you voted for Trump, listen to this. Listen to who you voted for. You voted for a diddler.
One Western intelligence agency with a solid professional reputation.
Solid.
Is in possession of an unpleasant Trump tape.
Oh, it's unpleasant.
That they assess with high confidence, which I think is as high as it gets.
Right.
That it's bona fide.
Boom.
It appears is exactly what it appears to be. They got the tape from a trusted source who plausibly had access to it.
Well, what is
over the decades, Trump has traveled widely, including to Russia more than once, and exposing himself to surreptitious filming in numbers of countries.
Now, obviously, the identity of these kids that our president fucking diddled, that should be protected, right? We don't need to know that. But my fucking God, GOP, impeach this guy. This is fucking nuts.
One of the problems this guy says is that many of the Trump tapes floating around in spy circles can't be verified, and some of them are obvious fakes. The Western spy agency we just mentioned, however, are pretty sure that theirs is real.
Well, okay.
And they have been approached two other times with tapes that were less solid. One of them was transparently fake.
All right.
So people are running around
Yeah.
peddling fake Trump sex tapes.
Listen.
Just like they did for, we found out for Hillary, right?
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
They said there was, somebody said they were putting together a fake Hillary sex tape of Hillary and Uma beaver bumping, biscuit bumping.
Oh, God. Listen, if these tapes exist and they're real to Trump, this is what you do. Intelligence people have real tapes. Am I hearing that right?
Real and fake, but there's a couple out there that
they're real.
They feel with high confidence are real.
Okay, well then take your fucking little asses up to the leadership in our Congress, the leadership in our Senate. Show them to these dickheads, and then they'll impeach the guy, and then we can get on with our fucking country, right?
Oh, they think that someone is spreading fake Trump tapes. Not all of them high quality to muddy the waters.
Oh, my God.
We're the obvious nightmare. Suspect is, of course, the Kremlin.
Right.
Since the Russians know all about Trump's decades of personal antics, including what real compromise out there exists on him, they appear to be pushing dubious and unverifiable tapes, some obviously fake, to create chaos and confusion, and it's working. Because in the current climate, it seems doubtful that any Trump tape can be verified sufficiently to get mainstream journalistic reports on it.
What the fuck, man?
So they're smoke screening the air. They're
nightmare.
Putting out flack.
You know, man, what a fucking nightmare. Hey, God, maybe Obama should have went public with this shit when he had evidence that Trump was fucking with the Russians were fucking with the election. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't went public because this is a fucking nightmare. This is not like this kind of shit. They lost their mind over Bill Clinton with that blue dress. And what Bill Clinton did was horrible. And, you know, he used his power. He fucking intimidated this intern, came on her dress, whatever. That sucks. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Outrage.
At least blot.
Yeah. But this is insane.
Crazy.
Yeah. And you're going to vote for this child molester, Roy Moore, to be a senator in Alabama. Oh, fucking burn in hell. Fuck off. God damn GOP. You suck.
The
heartless cowards. Fuck you.
Not many good tweets. It's Trump tweeting parts of his speeches, so.
What a gross fuck nut.
Boring, boring, boring.
Oh, by the way, according to a one-time associate of Jared Kushner, he used the Observer as propaganda against rivals in his real estate business. What a shock. What a shock. They're all corrupt dickbags.
There you go.
Who cares?
I've got a story here. What else have we got going on? Oh, this one is crazy too. The big story today breaking.
This just in
is that the Mueller investigation is now looking into Mikey Flynn.
No, what a
and
fuckhead.
That he had a meeting. This came out before. I remember doing the story before.
Yes.
But now the fact that Mueller is looking into it is the story.
Right.
That Flynn, who you know, one of the reasons he's in Trubs is that he was an actual working representative of the Turkish government.
Oh, yeah.
I believe when he signed on to become the NSA director.
I didn't even know, dude, I didn't even know that would be a thing. You know what I mean? Like
he did not register as a foreign agent or anything like that, and that's not even the Russia stuff. That's the Turkish stuff.
Why? But I mean, we're friends with Turkey, so what do we give a shit?
Yeah, that Erdogan though is
it's fucked up.
It's not cool at all.
So is he propping up Erdogan? He worked for Erdogan. I found that turkey drop.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating Mike Flynn and his son's alleged plot to kidnap a Muslim cleric living in the U.S.
His son
and hand him over to Turkey in exchange for millions of dollars.
To get paid!
Yes.
This was a contract job. Are they bounty hunters?
This is an investigation at the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal!
Oh, okay. Conservative.
Rupert fucking Murdoch.
So it's not like Breitbart.
The former national security advisor to Trump and his son, Mikey Flynn Jr.
Oh, God. The Pizzagate guy.
would have been paid up to $15 million for delivering Fethullah Gulen to the Turkish government, according to sources.
How the fuck were they going to do this? I mean, was it like a father and son thing? Like, hey, I got a bag, I got tape, let's go get this guy, throw him in a car, blah, blah, blah.
They say FBI agents have questioned at least four different people about a meeting in December of 2016. So right, you know, January 20th is when the president took over. During the transition, they met at the 21 Club in New York City, which is a fancy restaurant and bar.
Ooh.
Where Flynn met with representatives of the Turkish government. That meeting was a follow-up to a secret September meeting.
Yes.
Attended by former CIA director James Woolsey, who said Flynn and others discussed, quote, a covert step in the dead of night to whisk this guy away.
Oh, my God. So
Erdogan,
yes,
has a boner for this guy because he feels that this guy, he accuses this guy. Remember that failed coup a year ago, 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't go well.
They shut down Twitter, right? The Turkish government.
Oh, yeah. And then he threw, in the follow-up, he threw university professors. And Turkey, I think, now has the most journalists
in jail.
Thrown in jail.
Oh, God. Good job, Mikey.
Great job. That's what Trump wants to do.
Douchebag. No, douchebags. Rapey.
So it says the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
Good job. Holy shit. Kate, give him a treat. That's hard.
Views that Muslim dude as a political enemy and has repeatedly asked the U.S. to extradite him. And they're like, uh-uh. And the way we do that shit is
right
through normal channels, and then we look into it, and we say, gosh, should we grab this guy and arrest him and send him back to Turkey or not?
I mean,
no, Mikey Flynn wanted to drive up with a fucking black van in the middle of the goddamn night.
Yeah, do you know, like, so Flynn's son was in on this. So is Mike Flynn's son, like, Jack Bauer or some shit?
His son
shit?
Was his chief of staff.
Oh, okay.
So he would have been in on it. And that's what they think is one of that's the testicle twist they're giving to Mikey Flynn to get him to flip, is that even if he's not so worried about himself,
right,
he's worried about his son going to jail. So they might say, look, we're going to throw the fucking book at your little crotch spawn.
I'm going to twist your balls.
If you don't tell us what's going on with Trump.
So do you think Mike Flynn's son, like, called some thugs, you know, that bounty
Well, I don't think
guys?
He got that far.
Damn. God, Donald Trump is has some associates that are, how do you, like, scumbags.
Flynn is now facing military, congressional, and criminal investigations into financial ties to both Turkey and Russia.
Okay. Nothing to see here, by the way. It's a witch hunt.
Flynn lobbied on behalf of Turkish interests in the U.S. before he joined the Trump administration, but didn't disclose that until March.
Yeah.
After he'd already been forced out of the White House for misleading statements about conversations he had with Russia.
Oh, my fucking
God. And their
God.
Ambassador and talked to them about sanctions.
God. No drama, Obama. I just want to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who is Obama's? This is going
to
make
Obama warned him not to hire Flynn.
And he did anyway.
They said that was one of the things that Obama was like, you got to watch out for this guy. There's stuff going on.
Right. I'm going to make him NSA.
I can't believe Obama told me that.
Obama told, you know what?
I'm going to do just the opposite.
That's what happened.
Of course. Yeah. I'm not letting that N-word tell me what to do.
Yeah, right. Oh, by the way, I'm going to, you know, God, the GOP sucks. It's just your garbage. Look at you. Look at who you are. You're garbage.
It's not great.
I mean, you're garbage. You got some treasonous dickheads running around in the Oval Office. Then in Alabama, you're going to vote for some fucking vile piece of shit child molester.
Yeah.
You're not sure. You're not sure that you're not going to vote for the Democrat. Because this is a Republican you can vote for that's a child molester. Blah. Ugh. God, and think about this. There's a guy in office, a president, that if you had a daughter or a son, whoever, would you let Trump babysit?
No, fuck no.
Fuck no.
Even if he wasn't, if we didn't know about the pussy grabbing and stuff like that, I just think he's a moron. He's I just don't. Yeah,
I would let Obama babysit.
I'd find the kid floating in the tub or something while he was
right
eating McDonald's.
Right, I would let Obama watch my kids. Oh, I would let Biden. I would let Hillary. Sure. I would let W. Not Cheney. Not Bill? Cheney.
Bill.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know.
I would let Bill Clinton watch.
He just seems, he just doesn't seem that engaged.
You're a little irresponsible, you're saying?
It seems like he's stoned. I don't know. Allegedly.
Hey.
Hey, I smoked some of this shit.
Where's that kid I left here?
Where's that?
It's around here somewhere.
I gotta go to, he went to Fuck Island, right? To Epstein's Fuck Island?
Yes, allegedly.
God.
This is, if this ends up happening, the Crabs, at least I think you'll agree, we'll be throwing our full support behind this candidate.
Boo.
We mentioned as a follow-up during the week
follow-up on crab diving
that, heinous water buffalo of twentage, in fucking Kentucky, Kim Davis. Who bravely stood up to the evil government and said, I ain't signing no gay marriages.
Then quit your job.
Right.
Then quit your job. That's all you have to do. Let somebody else do it.
And they even worked out a compromise with that asshole. And they said, fine, let somebody else in your office do it. And she said, no.
Doesn't that bother you?
Of course.
They shouldn't work out a compromise.
We screamed
with her.
About it. She's fucking fire. Fuck her with her compromise.
God.
She announced that she's getting ready to rerun for election in 2018,
boo.
Despite the fact that she had been put behind bars for contempt of court after she refused to issue marriages to gay couples when she was county clerk. She said she intends to retain her seat as Rowan County clerk. Next year's election. However,
yes,
one of the people who may is looking into running against her is David Ermold.
Yes,
is considering standing against her in the race, and he is one of the men to which she denied giving a gay marriage license.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah! This guy. Has
if I was
to
a
win.
Billionaire, I'd be sending millions for this race.
I mean. I can't believe she's running again. Good for this guy. That's fucking awesome.
She's an apostolic Christian. Said she refused to issue the licenses because same-sex marriage goes against my sincerely held religious beliefs.
Shut up. Shut up. Who cares about your fucking beliefs? Hey, what does apostolic mean? What does that mean? Apostolic?
It's just a type of Christian, I guess. I don't know.
Sounds weird.
Something to do with the apostles?
You're bizarre.
No Democrat yet has put their name forward to oppose her.
Okay.
Ermold, who is an English professor, said, if Kim Davis was reelected in that position without an appropriate fight, I'd probably regret it for the rest of my life.
Good for you.
Says, I think I could win.
Hell yeah.
I don't think she's learned anything from the experience at all. I really, truly think that she feels like she's right. I don't think she cares at all about what civil rights are.
Yeah.
He's now considering how to raise funds to run for the election.
Yeah. That's crazy. She doesn't understand that her fucking stupid religious belief stops at civil rights. Like, that's fine for you to believe in all that sky god bullshit, but no matter what, you got to treat everybody as a human being, you dickhead.
And because of that asshole, they had to go and change the law.
Oh, yeah.
In Kentucky, after her refusal, the state legislature change the law so county clerks don't have to sign their names on marriage licenses.
Oh, God.
And a judge recently ruled that the state of Kentucky cover the fees for the civil liberty union lawyers representing the couples that sued her, amounting to $220,000. Congratulations,
right.
Taxpayers of Kentucky.
Yeah. And they should pay up. Those people had to fight for something they shouldn't have. They shouldn't have had to fight for that. That's the stupidest shit ever.
So hopefully no other candidate has stepped up and said they're going to run, but hopefully if this guy runs, that would be fucking incredible.
You know what? Do you remember all the bullshit that went down with Huckabee and Ted Cruz surrounding that whole thing with Kim Davis. How like,
oh yeah, how Huckabee cock blocked him. Yeah, he got. It's one of my favorite visuals in all history was Ted Cruz trying to slither up to that stage.
That was,
and some low level toady off to the side putting his hand out and saying, "Oh, no. Sorry, you're not allowed up on stage." As Mike Huckabee is waddling up on stage, hugging Kim Davis.
Oh, my God. That was one of the better clown car moments.
Kudos to Huckabee on that coup.
God, now I'm just thinking about all the great moments of the fucking election. Ben Carson sitting there where they called his name and he didn't walk out. Yeah. Remember that?
No, he runs HUD.
That's not funny.
Just remember.
Not funny. He didn't know anything. He didn't know anything.
He runs HUD.
He sits there. Boo.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media.
That's right.
You can buy shit through our Amazon portal and we get a commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
Pay us.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right, Pat.
I guess before we get to...
Oh, shit.
When animals get pissed.
I've got...
good job, in-house orchestra. Nice work. Very good. Sounded great.
This one's that was on tape.
Right. I hope you're covering that one fucking story. With the cows in the pool?
Oh, I've got that one.
Oh, awesome. I love that.
But this is out of Florida.
Fuck you. Oh, we live there.
Florida man.
Hey.
Bartow, Florida?
Bardo. I don't know where the fuck that
B-A-R-T-O-W?
South Florida?
Fuck if I know. Kate, get on that. Look up Bartow, B-A-R-T-O-W, Florida. Bartow, Florida, this gentleman...
Suck my dick.
Noticed that his cat was looking at something weird. Did you find it? In the backyard.
It's in the center of Florida.
Ooh.
Between Tampa...
Like swampy
Bay.
Center, like Everglades
yeah,
Center.
Yeah, it's southwest of Orlando. It's halfway between Orlando and Tampa on Interstate 4, wherever the fuck that is.
The cat in his yard tipped him off. He walked outside and found himself looking at a 5'6" diamondback rattlesnake slithering through his backyard.
Oh, my God. In the yard.
He wrote, when people in Florida tell you to beware of the snakes, you better believe them.
See, you laugh because I carry Kate outside. I check the perimeter, man. I am not fucking around.
The cat tipped him off to the snake's presence. He shot and killed it with his .380 handgun.
This is a gun violence story I like. Kill that fucking snake, man. Woo.
The sound of the gunshot brought the popo to his home, but the officers investigating ended up snapping the picture of him holding the dead snake.
Oof.
It's a big, giant,
look at this thing.
Huge snake. It's almost, it's 5.5 feet.
Oh, my fucking. Fuck this snake. That's huge.
That's a big snake.
I gotta tell you something. I see that out in our yard. You know, I go out and sit on the hammock sometime, chill
out.
You gonna
shoot it with your .380?
I am never going outside again. And what if that thing gets in your house? What if it gets in your house, dude?
Well, yeah.
God. Maybe you should get a shotgun or something like that. Oh, God.
What could have been... Another example of someone's last words being, hey, check this out.
Yeah.
This is also in Florida.
Is it another fucking snake story?
No.
Snake.
It's a rope swing jump.
Oh, God.
That
damn,
is hooked up over the Loxahatchee River.
I got to tell you, when I was growing up, we went to some of these swimming holes that, especially when we lived in Virginia. Oh man, my dad, my brothers and I, we used to swing off into these rivers and drop, and God knows what the fuck was in there.
Loxahatchee River is a 7.6 mile river near the southeast coast of Florida.
In Florida?
Yes. Hey, another Florida story.
They have alligators. I'm just letting you know, when I did this, this is in Virginia, they don't have alligators there. There's alligators here.
Well, funny you should mention that. A man who performed a rope swing jump into a Florida river.
Performed a rope swing jump?
Had a strapped like a GoPro to his head.
Oh, okay. No.
Dave Salem.
Got something interesting.
Said a friend of his put a GoPro on his head before he did the rope jump swing into the Loxahatchee River.
That's the stupidest shit ever.
And until reviewing the footage later.
Oh, my God.
They did not realize that he flew through the air and landed in the water. Almost on top of a big, giant alligator.
Oh, my God.
The video offers a brief but very clear glimpse of an alligator swimming in the murky waters.
Dumbass.
Uncomfortably close to the man.
He didn't get eaten to death?
Nope. You're watching the footage later.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy fucking shit.
Hey, you know, Dickface, if you go back in the water, man, I mean...
We were freaking out once we saw the footage, but the alligator looked like it wanted to get away from us rather than go after us.
How do you know? The alligator looked like it wanted to get away?
Well, it was probably swimming in the other direction.
Was it shivering? I mean, you know what an alligator wants. Everybody's an expert on animals. You don't know shit.
Well, it didn't eat him.
Yeah. Maybe it's because he had, like, you know, a certain conditioner in his hair that put the alligator off. Sniffed it, was like, ooh, gross, coconut mango. I like that. Oh, God damn. I listen, everybody knows in the rivers in Florida, there's fucking alligators in like South Georgia. My brother told me, my youngest brother used to go swimming in this, this some kind of bullshit swimming hole off a river in South Georgia. And I was like, what about alligators? He's like, we keep half an eye out. We keep half an eye out. Half an eye out. Not a whole eye. Just kind of every once in a while. Fuck that.
Arizona?
Fuck you, boy.
And Arizona real estate agent.
Snakes. This is a snake story.
Was getting ready to leave after an open house.
Hey.
Found himself trapped inside the home by a dangerous front door visitor, it says here.
Oh, shit.
A diamondback rattlesnake.
Oh, my fucking God. But you were in, this guy was on the other side of the door.
A video posted on the YouTube shows what happened when the Phoenix area real estate agent attempted to leave a Scottsdale home after an open house on Saturday. As I was leaving my open house, I opened the front door to take something to my Jeep, and this rattlesnake greets me.
Right on the sidewalk.
I ran back to grab my phone. This is where the video starts.
It shows film it.
The snake, the man estimated to be about 3 feet long, striking an aggressive pose and rattling just outside the front door.
Oh, my God! We don't belong in Arizona. We don't belong in the waters in Florida. And where's the other one? In somebody's yard. You don't belong in somebody's yard.
In the video, it says he tries yelling, "Get out of here," at the rattlesnake.
Have ears,
but it does not comply.
The snakes can't hear shit, right? They only smell.
I think they have ears.
Where? Through
they
their clay
vibration. You vibrate, like, yeah. Buddy, he said, I need to leave. There doesn't doesn't need to be a rattlesnake here for showings. He said, maybe that's why I didn't have a lot of traffic today.
I'm not buying. Hey, you have a duty to tell people there's a fucking snake around there. This, you know, this fucking asshole's not going to tell potential buyers. I just saw a snake out there.
A text at the end of the video says he attempted to move the snake with a broom handle.
What?
But it refused to move.
A broom handle?
So he ended up calling up animal control.
There you go.
To get the snake the hell out
there
of
you there. There you go. And by the way, Modgon mentions water moccasins.
Yes.
All over the fucking place. All over the fucking place. And they are...
We had those in Wisconsin.
They're territorial. They're aggressive, and those fuck sticks up in Kentucky, they take them to church services, wave them around like fucking idiots.
Yes. and then the story that Ryan alluded to a little bit earlier, this is, you got to see the visuals of this. Go to crabdiving.com/Facebook.
Yes.
I don't know, search for crab diving cow.
Boo.
Because this is... a story. This is out of, I want to say before this opens, I believe this is North Carolina. South Carolina? One of the Carolinas.
Fuck you, boy.
And it is North Carolina.
Right.
Catawba County.
Catawba. Where the fuck is that?
The chief animal control officer there got a 911 call at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Seems like it should be like a sitcom. You know, they have Parks and Recs. They just have an animal control sitcom. Bam. Hilarious.
The one of the residents said they heard a splash.
No shit. Fucking.
Went out to the pool, and apparently, like, the pool was still mostly covered. It had a cover over it.
Yes.
Lifted up the cover, and there, staring back at him, was an 800-pound cow.
I'd rather have this than a fucking snake or a gator.
And the pictures are great. The pictures are, the cow is really looking at the camera like, fuck you. Get me the hell out of here, you asshole.
Get me out of this fucking thing, man.
They found a young female cow.
Yes.
Staring from the pool.
Right.
The pool's partially fenced in. Okay. They said it was actually swimming around at one point.
Cows can swim?
There are no stairs for it to get out.
What?
They believe it got in the pool by accident. Well, no, duh.
Yeah, it didn't mean to. Fucking A, you dumbass. It got in the pool by accident.
They think
he wasn't invited to a party?
Their house is surrounded by landscaping. Cows tend to graze, so they think she was grazing and walked across the pool cover.
Oh, shit.
Thinking,
man,
it was solid and failed.
Damn it, guys. Listen, you cows, you got to pay attention to where the fuck you are.
Took 10 people to finally get the cow out. They got a lasso around its horns and pulled it up.
No, why didn't they just get a helicopter?
They got the two front legs stabilized in the concrete, and then everyone pulled.
Yeah. And then what? The cow ran around.
The cow was safely
back
with its owner by 1 p.m.
I got in the hot tub. By 3 p.m., I was made into a hamburger.
And this guy says, in my 7 years here, it's the first one we've gotten out of pool. But we've had some unusual rescues. Yeah. We've had them stuck in ditches.
Oh,
and
shit.
We got one with its horn caught between two trees.
Oh, God damn.
They're not the brightest of animals, well, but they're sweet animals.
Yeah. Quick day. Listen. You got to mark your pool clearly.
I came outside running, and there was a set of horns up underneath the cover.
Oh, shit.
I grabbed the cover and ripped it off and uncovered a cow.
I don't know what I would do.
Right. Would you expect?
No. Fuck no.
So there you go. Check out the pictures over at Crab Diving.
Is it true the cow later on got in the sauna?
Sure.
I bet you had to drain the pool. Probably after that. Chlorine. Probably took a big shit in the pool.
Oh, they had to drain that pool. God. Probably had shat and pissed in there.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Sure. I've got a story here about... Well, this is good news.
Good news.
Well, it's not here.
With a cat. Oh, okay. It's good because it's not happening to us.
Well, no, it's...
It happened to some other motherfucker.
It's good news happening elsewhere, so...
Oh, okay.
However... We should learn from it.
Oh, no.
This is...
we will not.
Is this my favorite other country? It might be. Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Roma.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
The Italian government has voted...
Yes?
...to include...
Ooh.
...in their school curricula.
Oh, shit.
Curriculum.
The earth is flat.
They're going to have a class about recognizing fake news.
Oh my God.
The lessons are part of an extraordinary experiment by the Italian government in cooperation with leading digital companies, including Facebook.
Okay.
To train a generation of students steeped in social media on how to recognize fake news and conspiracy theories online.
Well, don't be stupid. That's number one. Don't be a dickhead. Pay attention in school and don't be friends with bigots. You don't need this class.
Separate from the weekly hour of religion.
Oh my God.
It is Italy.
Come on. Come on. Here's how you recognize fake news. Don't read Breitbart. Don't read WMD. Don't read InfoWars. And don't read Fox. There you go.
Laura Boldrini. President of the Italian lower house of parliament,
Zutalo,
the spearhead of the project with the Ministry of Education there, said, fake news, drips, drops. Fake news, drips, drops of poison into our daily web diet, and we end up infected without even realizing it.
Gosh. Drip drops.
It's only right to give these kids the possibility to defend themselves from lies, she says.
Yes.
They're going to roll out this initiative in 8,000 high schools across the country.
Are we doing that? Is Betsy DeVos doing that?
Italy is not alone. No, she's trying to get them to get evolution out of school.
Right. God damn, we're stupid.
Italy is not alone trying to find a way to grapple with the global proliferation of propaganda.
That is a fucked up sentence.
Pope Frank recently announced, Francis, to those that don't know him well, recently announced he would dedicate his 2018 World Communications Day address to the topic of fake news.
Okay.
And the United States Congress is allegedly investigating how, how Russian agents manipulated Facebook and Twitter to spread false stories.
Well, progressives probably are. And Democrats, you know.
There's all kinds of shit going on in Italy, so they're especially worried about digital shenaniganry.
Aren't we worried? Are we worried about that as well?
It says, frustrated by economic woes, upset by a migrant crisis, and fed a steady diet of partisan media, many Italians subscribe to all kinds of conspiracy theories. Like here.
Right.
It's what they call dietrologia.
Hey, baby.
The belief that there is always something dietro or behind the surface.
Well, I mean, you know. God, it's so tough because we all want to think critically anyway. I mean, you know, but just don't read Breitbart.
The Italian passion for seeing intrigue, whether or not it exists, around every corner runs deep, says Alessandro Campi, professor of political science at Perugia.
Hey, fuck you.
All of this is part of the Italian cultural heritage, he says.
Hey, drip a drop.
Drips, drops.
Drips, drops. Oh, shit. We're never going to have that class. We're never going to have anything like that. We're all fucking dumb. We want a child molester to be in the fucking Senate. That's how stupid we are. And now we know there's Trump. There's tape of Trump fucking around with young kids.
Facebook is contributing by promoting the initiative through targeted ads to high school aged users who she said hoped that the program, which aimed to show students how their likes are monetized and politicized.
Yes.
That it could become a pilot program for Facebook throughout Europe.
Is Facebook explaining to the class how they took money from these Russian media gulags to proliferate these fucking stories? Maybe that would help, dickheads. You're teaching the class.
Program seeks to deputize students as fake news hunters, showing them how to create their own blogs or social accounts to expose fake stories and show how you uncovered it.
Right.
For months here in Italy, it says, conspiracy theorists who reject scientific consensus have connected vaccinations to medical conditions, including autism.
Yes.
They blame pharmaceutical companies as a dark force behind the medical practice. So their anti-vaxxers are going crazy.
Right. And listen, nobody's arguing with you about pharmaceutical companies maybe being a dark force. Right. That's the problem. We all agree that pharmaceutical companies are kind of fucking evil.
There was a measles outbreak in May in Italy. Italy strengthened its vaccination program for school-aged children, prompting no-vax activists to protest outside Italian parliament for the right to choose.
Boo.
You don't get to choose. Read up on herd immunity.
Right. Hey, Jenny McCarthy. You know, what did Jenny McCarthy, Rob Schneider, who are the other dickheads? Made everybody
those
believe.
Are the big the main ones, right?
Fuck you guys,
anti-vaxxers. Wasn't Deuce Bigelow, didn't he? Yeah, you already said him.
Oh my god, forgot about all the Steven Seagal stories yesterday, by the way. Holy shit, what a crazy person!
Steven Seagal,
right?
Whipped his dick out at an audition, allegedly, or unzipped his pants.
God, you gotta read for Steven Seagal, the worst actor on the planet, at a fucking audition. Now he's taking his dick out.
It's so gross.
Oh my god, you talentless fuck. Talentless.
I just want to see if we can get along.
Oh yeah, here's my penis. don't think he's a good actor, do you?
Are you kidding me? Worst. Fuck no.
God, he sucks. You're talentless and you're a gross perv. Congratulations to you.
He's really awful.
Ugh, God.
Also, unsurprisingly, defending Roy Moore.
Blah. Oh, God.
Defending Roy Moore.
I more of this shit?
This guy's really, you know, you think his father was horrible. This guy's worse, infinitely worse. There's Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yeah, okay.
Gun-toting lunatic poobah of that Liberty University bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Major Trump rimmer.
Fuck you, boy.
Is saying that he told Religion News Service,
suck my dick.
Well, it comes down to the question of who's more credible in the eyes of the voters, the candidate or the accuser?
The victim! Oh, my God damn it, these people.
He said the same thing, and we heard this argument earlier, too, offline.
Diving offline motherfucking conversation.
Where some maybe. Asshole, maybe it was him. The same thing happened to President Trump a few weeks before his election last year, except it was several women making allegations. He denied any of them were true, and the American people believed him and elected him the 45th president of the United States.
So Trump's a victim. This happened to him. So these women came forward, accused him of this stuff. Oh, poor Trump. And then he got elected president. Explain to me how he's a fucking victim.
And not all the accusations suddenly appeared right. when he was running for president. Some of them had been around for years and were resurrected.
Right, because he's running for fucking president. That's heinous. Boy, that's heinous. Jeez. Boy. Good job, dickbag.
Jerry Falwell Jr.
Does he have kids?
Of course.
Fuck none has kids.
Of course he does.
Oh, God, you're probably raising monsters.
If you're listening live, don't forget there's a brand new K-Boys.
Viva la resistance.
Right after this, and also listen to the latest Hollywood Hick. It's fucking hilarious.
Right. God damn it. Everybody on our network's on the right side of this shit, by the way.
I think so, yeah.
Fuck this shit. Can you imagine? Anti-child molester.
Kid fucking, yes.
I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
It's a no-brainer. A girl says when she was 14 years old, this creep drug her out in the woods, took her clothes off. Oh, I'm not sure if I'm not going to vote for him. Oh, come on.
Well, but the Democrat will make it in, Ryan.
Okay.
You can't have that.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Florida.
Fucky.
This is another hashtag Florida.
Right.
This is a Christian school here in Florida.
Oh, man.
Called, Florida Christian School.
Perfect.
In fact, in Miami.
Hey.
Private school.
Right.
And now their website has a list of items that you can also purchase. They have merch.
Okay.
Logos, hoodies, t-shirts, and stuff like that.
Fleshlights.
Well, they also now have added another item.
Okay.
To the list. Hmm. And they're selling bulletproof panels to go inside students' backpacks. So they can use their backpacks as bulletproof shields when Al-Qaeda comes a-shooting.
Why don't you fucking... Okay. Well, okay. I mean, listen.
The dean of students, head of school security there, told CNN bulletproof panels add another level of protection to students pre-K through grade 12.
But listen.
In the event of an active shooter.
Look at the world we live in. We live in a world where our politicians don't give a fuck about gun control. So, yeah, this kind of, I get it. I get it. It's sad as fuck.
They're showing teachers how to use the panels and how to show their students how to use them in the event of an active shooter. The panels cost $120 a piece.
Do the kids have to buy them?
Well, yeah, you can. It's an option.
I hope you can afford to not get shot to death, Junior. Or, you know, share. Rick Scott said that we don't need gun control. We need prayer. We need prayer, but we also need bulletproof backpacks. Okay. Okay, dickhead.
In 2013, months after a mass shooting that left 20 children and 6 adults dead at a school in Newtown, Connecticut.
I remember that.
A Maryland university made the decision to invest in bulletproof whiteboards.
Oh, my God. How's... These So there's a shooting starting. Go for the whiteboard.
Hide behind the whiteboard.
Why don't we get rid of these guns?
Apparently, there's a whole industry now dedicated to the manufacture of bulletproof products, including notebooks, computer briefcases, barrier blankets, furniture. Come on. And even underwear.
Oh, yeah, dude. I want my dick shot.
Blast boxers.
Oh, come the fuck. That's a joke.
Cost $96.
Oh, my God.
And protect important soldier parts, their maker says.
Your dick.
Military officials in a number of European countries are testing blast boxers, armored underwear that protect the groin from shrapnel.
I get it. Like, if you're...
Well, I'm into that.
Well, if you're in combat, I mean, if you're in school and you got to wear bulletproof fucking underwear. Well, listen to this.
The blast boxers can stop a projectile moving at 230 meters per second.
I don't know that.
About the speed of a small handgun bullet.
Okay. Well, not an RPG.
Besides protecting the genitals, the shorts are also designed to protect the femoral artery.
Okay.
Which, if punctured, can cause rapid blood loss and a quick death.
My dick vein.
The protective zones of the boxers are made from aramid fabric, the same kind of fabric sold under the trade name of Kevlar.
Okay.
So there you go.
Aramic. This is insane, man. This is insane. This is nuts. Like, if you're listening to this in, from an objective point of view, you're like, look at all the shit we're spinning. Why don't we get rid of these guns? Then we don't need a bulletproof whiteboard, and we don't need... I don't need to send my kid to school in bulletproof fucking Pampers.
Black blast boxers.
Do you wash those?
I assume they're, you know...
Are they good for one shot? Do I get shot once? Like, okay, sorry, took a bullet. Gotta get rid of these. They're like $90.
Well, and you still feel it.
How do you know? You haven't tried it.
It's not like you...
You'll test them out.
Well, I mean, it's better than, I guess, the alternative, but you still...
Oh, it's still going to hurt.
Did you ever see somebody who's gotten hit in a vest or something like that? I mean, there's pretty significant bruising. It's like getting hit with a hammer, yeah.
TV I have, not in like, you know.
I've never tested it. I'm not ready for that YouTube video.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to make the Darwin Awards one year.
Why in this country we can't get rid of guns? We can't have any gun control, but we also can have a senator that took a 14-year-old out to the woods and got her naked. What? Why is our country so fucked up? We're fucked up.
Faithless Friday, everybody, got a couple moments left here in the big show. Thanks for listening to us this week, and thanks for helping us out.
That's right.
With Amazon and all that shit. We appreciate the fuck out of it.
Tell your friends about this fucking podcast, you know? Yes.
One of the things that before the whole kid fucking thing came up with Roy Moore, one of the many things that made him one of the prettiest candidates at the ball.
Kid fucking.
To some of these people.
Yeah.
Not only does he think that the gay butt sex should be illegal.
Yes.
But he believes that Muslims, specifically when he was talking about Keith Ellison, should not be allowed to serve in Congress.
You think about this guy's anti-gay. He didn't want to be legal to have gay sex, but it's okay for him to take a child into the woods and take her clothes off.
And, you know, that's kind of in the Constitution. There shall be no religious test.
Oh, yeah. What about that shit?
Well, Brian Fisher... of the American Family Association, constitutional and biblical scholar that he is.
Oh, God, please, let there be tape of him sucking a dick.
Has totes figured out a way.
I figured it out.
To around that pesky little passage.
Yes.
So I'm an evangelical Christian, and I'm worried about the future of...
This is a caller, by the way.
So I'm an evangelical Christian, and I'm worried about the future of religious liberty. I feel an obligation to defend Sikhs and to defend Muslims on why we believe in principled pluralism in America. And so you can't have people running for office.
He sounds like a sane person until this part.
America. And so you can't have people running for office. And again, I don't know the particulars of what Moore has said, but as it's been reported, you can't have people running for office saying that being a Muslim would be a disqualification for being in Congress. The Constitution's pretty clear about not.
Well, this guy's allegedly an evangelical Christian who gets
it. Yeah.
Who gets that if you start.
Right.
Shoving the dick of Christianity,
yes,
colon deep,
right? You might have to take a Scientology dick.
Well, right,
or a Muslim dick.
So if there's suddenly the Scientologists buy more property in your town, and now all of a sudden you're answering to Scientologists,
yeah. You got all these dicks,
right?
The Constitution's pretty clear about not having religious litmus tests.
Now, Ben Sass, I'm sorry to say, is just uninformed about this, as are most Americans, as are most lawyers, as are...
Everybody's wrong about this. Ben Sass is a congressman.
Right.
Or is he a senator? Regardless. Yeah. Ben Sass, I think, kind of probably knows a little bit about law and the Constitution.
Okay. He went to college, or what did he do?
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking he probably got a degree somewhere. Yes. Junior senator from the state of Nebraska.
Fuck you.
Knee fucking Nebraska.
Right. That's in the middle of the country.
And a Republican.
Right.
But not only is he wrong, Ryan,
fuck you.
Lawyers got it wrong.
Right.
Constitutional scholars have this wrong. Brian Fisher's got it fucking right.
This dickhead figured it out.
Most Americans, as are most lawyers, as are most legal professors, because the Constitution in Article 6 does prohibit a religious test for federal office. This is exactly true. But what people do not understand is that what the founders meant by religion specifically was Christianity. What Joseph Story said in his monumental commentaries on the Constitution, in the First Amendment, Congress was dealing only with Christianity. So for them, religion was Christianity. So when it says there can be no religious test in Article 6, you can't have a Christian religious test.
In other words, you could be any kind of Christian you want.
Oh, I see.
You could be a Pentecostal.
Right.
You could be one of those kid-diddling Catholics.
So that's
you
allowed.
You can be, yeah. But not any other religions. That's not what that meant at all.
Is he like huffing paint or something? Is he like...
A Christian religious test that everybody has to pass in order to be eligible for federal office. Doesn't say a single solitary thing about Islam, because the Congress wasn't even dealing with the topic of Islam when they were putting the Constitution together. And I believe Muslims can and should be excluded from Congress for the same reason that communists can and should be and legally are, because they believe...
That's not true, by the way.
Even a totalitarian system, totalitarian ideology.
And I don't believe there is a law that says if you're a communist, you can't... There's communist parties. You can run for office.
Yeah, man. And by the way, give it up for his in-house orchestra.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
They sound good.
He's
I love
off
those.
To commercial. And we're off.
God.
There's our in-house orchestra.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, RatedRComedy, his Instagram, RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we are going to be back with more of this bullshit on Monday. Have a great fucking weekend, you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Whoops.
Bestiality,
it's not good. Don't have sex when you got wood with a box turtle or a chimpanzee. Yeah, bestiality.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.